I'm going to re-record this because the first recording had some gaps and funny things in it that make me think I have to go buy a new recorder. But here we go, starting with the page that says Statistical Analysis of 2x2 Factorial Designs. The 2x2 factorial design has more bits and pieces to it than most of the analyses that we've done so far. The bivariate analyses are all pretty straightforward. You've got a couple of conditions you want to compare or a correlation that you want to look at. You get one p-value, you make one null hypothesis decision, and you're done. Describe it, write it up, move on. The 2x2 factorial design has a lot more parts, and that's what this slide is trying to show you. It characterizes doing the analysis in terms of what you're going to carry away from the analysis and describe to your reader of your research or the person to whom you're presenting and explaining your research. So it starts out with tell the IVs and the DVs. Normally we only have two variables, people remember what they are, but now we've got three variables floating around and we need to very carefully separate the two independent variables from the dependent variable. It's generally a good idea to get a table or a figure in front of your reader as quickly as possible. That way, like the tables in the graphs we've been looking at, they get a quick look at the data, they get a reminder of what the variables are because they're all part of the labeling, and it just sort of sets them up for what you're going to tell them next. Third, we start by looking at the interaction. We always start by looking at the interaction for really a couple of reasons. One, the interaction is the most important part of the factorial design. That's the whole reason you ran a factorial design, is to see whether or not there's an interaction. You might be hypothesizing an interaction. You might be hypothesizing there isn't an interaction. But either way, knowing whether or not you have an interaction is the very first piece. And so we look at the F-test for the interaction. Next, if we do have an interaction, we absolutely want to check and describe what the pattern of that interaction is. Because, again, if we have an interaction, the pattern of the interaction is the whole idea. It's the big deal. That's where we start. The second reason is that if you have a smart reader and they know something about factorial designs, they're going to know that the rest of the analysis is sort of dependent upon whether or not there's interaction. In particular, what I mean is that if you have a significant interaction, you know that your main effects have to be checked to see if they're descriptive or if they're potentially misleading. So we start with the interaction. If it's significant, we then carefully describe it in terms of one of the sets of simple effects, and we're going to practice that. Next, pick an independent variable, look at the F-test for that independent variable, and decide if that is significant or not. If it is significant, then we have to describe the pattern of data, and if the interaction is significant, we have to determine if that main effect is descriptive or misleading. Then the last step is basically a rinse and repeat for the other main effect. But, like it says on the next slide, remember that the main effects and the interactions are three separate effects. Each must be separately interpreted. There's three parts to the story. So, you gotta tell all three parts. Remember, a couple of things here. Remember that an interaction is not different simple effects. That was a lie. Interaction is not different main effects. The main effects have nothing to do with each other. You can have one that's significant, one that's not. They can be in opposite directions. They're completely separate things. That's what's so great about the factorial design, is the amount of information we get out of it. This slide also reminds you to be careful of causal words. We know that we have to always be paying attention to what kind of research hypothesis do we have, associative or causal. And we always have to be paying attention to where do our data come from. Do our data come from a situation where we have random assignment, manipulation, and no confounds, and we can infer cause? Or do our data come from a situation where one or more of those is lacking, and we have to be very careful that the words we use to describe things are associative or descriptive and not causal? The thing now is that you've got to worry about what's causally interpretable three times, for the interaction and for each main effect. So this next slide that shows the 2x2 design is just reminding you that we're going to get three separate F-tests. One for the main effect of presentation that's going to compare the means of 65 for paper and 65 for computer. If that main effect is statistically significant, we know that paper and computer did differently overall. We're also going to get an F test for the main effect of difficulty. That's going to tell us if the means of 80 from easy and 50 from hard are significantly different from each other. And we're also going to get an F test of the interaction, which is going to tell us if the simple effect of presentation for easy tasks, comparing 90 and 70, is different than the simple effect of presentation for hard tasks, comparing 40 and 60. Each of those F tests is the beginning of a description of that effect. Now, for the main effects, in a 2x2 design, the main effect F-tests are about a two-group comparison. As we know from all of Unit 2, if we have a two-group comparison, that F-test tells us everything we need to know. If that F-test is significant, the means are different. The bigger one's bigger. Go on and describe that. However, the statistical analysis necessary to describe the interaction of a 2x2. The F-test of the interaction, remember the interaction's got simple effects and cell means and lots going on, lots of pattern and response and data going on. So the F-test for the interaction only tells us whether or not there's a statistically significant interaction. It doesn't tell us the pattern of the interaction. We still have to learn that pattern. To determine the pattern of the interaction, we have to compare the simple effects. And in order to compare the simple effects, we have to be able to compare the cell means. In particular, we need to know how much of a cell mean difference is statistically significant. We're going to solve this problem with simple effect analyses that are part of an interaction the same way we did for multiple group designs in Unit 3. We're going to use the LSD. We're going to calculate an LSD value. And that LSD is going to be used to compare the cell means to tell us which cell means are significantly different from each other. That lets us draw our pointies and describe the pattern of our interaction. Now, please look at the last thing on the bottom of that slide. Remember, we only use the LSD minimum mean difference to compare cell means. We don't need it for the marginal means of the main effects, because again, the main effect is only comparing two marginal means. We don't need follow-ups. There are no pairwise. There's just those two marginal means, and the F-test tells us if they're significantly different or not. Let's take a look at an example and setting up for this LSD. So we have our friends, task difficulty and task presentation, and I present you the F-test for the interaction. The F is 6.5. The p-value is 0.023. So we have a statistically significant interaction. Is there an interaction? Yes. Based on what? It's based on the F-test of the interaction. That F-test tells us everything we need to know. We know that we have an interaction. What do we need to know to compute the LSD minimum mean difference? Same thing we needed before. We need K groups because the 2x2 design has four groups. K equals four. The N can be arrived at directly from the information in the F report, the degrees of freedom plus K divided by K gives us the number of people in each group. It reports the mean square error, and we know that we use the degrees of freedom error. And remember that in the computator, degrees of freedom error is a drop-down menu and always round down. And so this shows you pulling that information, plugging it into the computator, and we get back an LSD minimum mean difference of 12.7. So any mean difference bigger than 12.7 among the cell means is significant. And so we take a look at the simple effect of task presentation. Let's see if we can get this. So the simple effect of task presentation is 60 points for easy paper versus 90 points for easy computer. So that's a 30% simple effect of task presentation for easy. 30 points is bigger than 12.7, so we have a statistically significant simple effect of task presentation for easy. Simple effect of task presentation for hard compares 60 and 70. That's a 10-point difference. But with an LSD minimum mean difference of 12.7, that 10-point difference is not statistically significant. So if we're going to describe the interaction, we would say we have a significant interaction of task presentation and task difficulty. There is a simple effect of task presentation for easy tasks. Computer does better. But there is no simple effect of task presentation for hard tasks. If we decide we want to look at the simple effects in the other direction, we see that the simple effect of task difficulty for paper is 60 versus 60. That's a zero. Clearly, that's less than 12.7, so it's not significant. But the simple effect of task difficulty for computer compares 90 and 70. That's a 20-point difference. 20-point difference is bigger than 12.7, so we would say that we have a statistically significant simple effect of task difficulty for computer presentation. Let's go the whole way through one here. And so we have that complete description on the next to the last two slides. It gives you the LSD, it gives you the differences, it lays all of that out so that you can see how to follow up on a significant interaction. When you have a significant interaction, you got to calculate an LSD, and then you have to carefully work your way through the pairwise comparisons until you end up with the pointies that you use to describe the pattern of data. The secret to doing factorial analyses is draw the boxes, put in the means, look at the F-tests and the LSD, and draw those pointies. Those pointies make everything easier, because once you have the pointies, your description is simply describing the pointies. The last slide on here tells us that we are able to get effect sizes for F-tests and get effect sizes for simple effects. If you, anytime you have an F-test, it's really easy to get an effect size out of the computator. For the pairwise comparisons, looking at the simple effects, you do the same thing that you did with the pairwise comparisons for the multiple group designs in Unit 3. We set those up into the computator, and it gives us back, we give it the means and the mean square error, and it gives us back an effect size for that specific two-cell comparison.